it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1635. That's 1-800-452-1635. By calling the Treatment Helpline for Drug and Alcohol Addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1635. That's 1-800-452-1635. Call 1-800-452-1635.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Friday.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola with a Scoreboard Update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's October sales event going on now. Jason Hamill made his final start of the regular season. As the Cubs swept their series with the Reds, winning today 5-3, Hamill went 5 scoreless innings, struck out 5. Austin Jackson hit a 3-run homer, and Anthony Rizzo, Kristen Orfia added an RBI each. The Cubs wrap up their regular season in Milwaukee starting tomorrow. The White Sox host Kansas City tonight. John Danks opposes Chris Medlin. Pregame on the Score starts at 6:35. Earlier today, the Phillies blanked the Mets 3-0 in Philly. Going on right now in Baltimore, it's the Orioles 4, Toronto 1. That game's in the bottom of the fourth out in San Francisco. The Dodgers leading the Giants 3-0 in the top of the fifth. The Bears continued preparations for Sunday's game with Oakland. Jay Cutler was limited again today in practice. He is day-to-day and has not been ruled out yet for the Raiders game. Alshon Jeffrey and Jeremiah Ratliff were also limited today. Jermon Bushrod did not practice. And after yesterday's successful surgery, the Bulls are hopeful to have Derrick Rose ready for the season opener on October 27th. Join Lawrence Holmes and Chicago Bears Sam Acho broadcasting live Tuesday at Riley's Gathering Place in Elmhurst for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. Miller Lite, now back in the original can, it's Miller time. And I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Here you are, Mr. Football.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
When I was working for the Bears, they used to call me Mr. Goodfellow because I always thought with optimism.
We always called each other Goodfellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. You understand?
Writer for National Football Post.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Touchdown! What a rock by Seth Roberts. Intercepted by Charles Woodson.
61st interception in his career.
And a big one.
Greg Gabriel.
This is a winning combination, and we're going to keep it going.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Greg Gabriel is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse.
Want to find him on Twitter? Go to at Greg Gabe and hear him now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So, Mr. Sunshine, we check in at the 0-3 Bears and wonder what now? What do they have coming in this Raiders team?
I'll tell you what. Two, 3 months ago, they might have thought you could easily put the W in this game. This is a pretty good Raider team. You know, from what I've seen on tape of the first few games, I liked Derek Carr a lot last year when he came out. I had him as my number one quarterback in last year's draft, ahead of Bortles, ahead of Teddy Bridgewater and Manziel. And it's, you know, proven right so far. This guy's played really good football in his first 19 games in the league, and I think he's got a bright future. He just keeps growing and growing. He's got a strong arm. He sees the field. He's very instinctive. He makes all the throws. And he's got some pretty good receivers, too. You look at Michael Crabtree, who's not what he used to be when he was a younger player in the league, but he's still, you know, pretty good. And then Amari Cooper, who, you know, might be the best rookie receiver in the league, especially with Kevin White not out on the field for the Bears to challenge him.
You know, saying that one or two players, if you can just get one or two players, are the Bears in the position where one or two players away from being a thing? Because we kind of look at this, Greg, like trouble, like long time project to get more than one or two, but a whole bunch of better players.
Well, they got to find players that are going to be fits, you know, within the scheme. Obviously, you know, they let Jared Allen go this week, traded him to Carolina because after, you know, really 2.5 games, because they sat him pretty much most of the second half of last week. After 2.5 games, they just said, you know what, he can't get it done. And then Acho came in, and Acho, I wrote this in my score column the other day, I thought Acho played better in, you know, 30 minutes of football than Jared Allen had played in the first 2.5 games. You know, he looks like he can be a decent player at that position. But they've got to get enough players. You know, we talked last week about what they could have done in the draft had they known that Ray McDonald, you know, if they hadn't signed Ray McDonald and not gone in that direction, you know, they could have got some more defensive linemen. They didn't, obviously, they didn't do that. But I think that's really the key on the defense right now, is finding some defensive linemen that are solid fits for this scheme. And also, you got to get better secondary play. And I think you need a presence in the middle. You know, right now, the two guys that are there, they're okay. But you don't have that big guy that really controls the center of the field, you know, like a Brian Urlacher did, like a Butkus did, you know, in years gone by. The guys that are really tough guys that can control the center of the field.
Did you see the Brock Vereen thing coming?
No, but I want the big Brock Vereen coming out. He had the, you know, he ran good at his pro day, ran like 4.47, and he had some of those numbers. But, you know, one little thing that I look at when I'm looking at defensive backs, because it is important, is arm length. And for a guy that was over 6 feet tall, he had real short arms. And just, and you know, watching the game Sunday, it hit me again. He missed a couple tackles because he couldn't wrap up. And why couldn't he wrap up? He had short arms. You know, he didn't have that arm length to get around the player and really just bring him down. And little things like that can make a difference. And that was just a mistake on the last regime's part.
Yeah, and they traded up a little bit to get him that far. But, you know, I just, It just seems like, I don't know, it just doesn't hit either. I mean, I understand he's got short arms too short to box with God, but he doesn't really look like a guy who wants to hit. That's the other thing that I wonder about him. And I don't know if he was that way in Minnesota. I'm not sure. I don't know that.
You know, I think they were looking for more of a cover safety type of guy. And, you know, as it was proven in his little more than a year here, he really wasn't that type of guy either. And I think, wow, you know, this new group of coaches and front office people, they're just saying, you know, as soon as they find out a guy can't play, they're not going to keep him around because he was, you know, drafted at such and such a level. These aren't their guys.